Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We have Lowell Ponte here. Lowell, lots to talk about today with everything going on regarding Kavanaugh. Let's start off from the top about your article. You have posted up and regularly posted up. What's the story?
Well, my article is called Killing Kavanaugh, Justice Delayed is Justice Denied, which we will explain in a moment.
Right.
Point being, though, we now know beyond a doubt that rape is involved in the case before us today. That is, Justice Kavanaugh, or Judge Kavanaugh, who could become a Supreme Court justice, has clearly been raped repeatedly by the Democratic Party, by its cooperating operatives. It is a disgraceful example of illegality, I would think. And by the way, one of Hillary Clinton's chief operatives now admits that the entire motive behind this is to stop Trump from making any successful Supreme Court nominee by any means necessary. They are willing to lie, to cheat, to steal, do whatever they need to stop him, and they're doing that.
Well, I looked at him, and of course, as an expert doctor working in an emergency department, if you don't have a forensic kit, you have no police reports, you have no clinical evidence, and there was no way even filing a report by her or relatives. And supposedly after a number of days of psychotherapy back in 2012, when she's having serious trouble with her husband, this quote memory, which sounds like a false memory, arose. Now, to be honest with you, and I dealt with this yesterday with John W. Spring, I see absolutely no evidence in this case, the second case, Ramirez, or the third case that's brought up by Avenatti, of literally serial gang rape that they're now trying to claim, and he's pulling this back, that there's no evidence of any sexual impropriety in this man at all. But what I'm concerned about more than the sexual issues are issues that John W. Spring brought up that indicates that he's a deep insider, that he actually was involved with as a primary counsel to President George W. Bush during 9/11, which is an inside job, to the Iraq and Afghanistani war, and to many other things, including the Vince Foster trial. And in fact, although this man is a constitutional Republican, and I believe he's actually probably a very good nominee, and in fact has absolutely no indication that there's any sexual impropriety, the real impropriety is that we have deep elements within our government, including people like George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, and George Bush Jr., that in fact were directly complicit in setting up the situation in terms of the first World Trade Center bombing in 1993 during Bill Clinton, and the Oklahoma City bombing, which was, again, another evil issue. And in fact, the Mena, Arkansas site was the site where the illegal drugs were coming to the country. So Bill Clinton and his wife, the Hildebeest, are deeply involved in a lot of these issues. And even today, you can see the operatives of the Clinton Foundation are doing everything they can to completely disemble the power of Trump, who's trying to break up their regime. And even the Rhino Flake Republicans like Flake and Corker and others, they don't mind at all. In fact, they're trying to say they're going to temporize on their votes, when this should have no bearing whatsoever on their votes, because it's not a trial, and if you have jurisprudence, you're innocent until proven guilty. And she was even trying to turn it around, so he'd have to go first, have no questions by an attorney. Now they're going to have a professional female prosecuting attorney who's going to be kind and gentle, but she's going to be probing and ask tough questions, and I don't think that Blasey Ford is even going to show up. Because she knows that if she actually does something that later could open up a case against her in court by Kavanaugh, she's going to put herself in legal jeopardy, even though she has a GoFundMe page getting her lots of money every day from people trying to support her to stop Trump and stop the nominee that may end Roe versus Wade nationally. That's what's going on here. It's very, very evil, isn't it?
And as I pointed out in my column, the law professor at George Washington University Law School, Jonathan Turley, has said that when you have a GoFundMe page and you're supposed to be the witness to something, that gives you a tremendous monetary incentive to exaggerate, to make more extreme statements, to lie if need be, if that's what will bring in the money. And, of course, that is where the money is coming from.
Right.
To this page. So therefore, in addition to that, she says, oh, I'm terribly afraid this could ruin my life. Oh, it's so terrible. No, you could be like Anita Hill with Clarence Thomas. You could get a free meal ticket for the rest of your life. Somebody on the left will always be willing to buy you a free dinner, will always be willing to invite you to a paid speaking gig. You
right.
have basically lifetime employment for being this momentary hero to the Democratic Party, this celebrity.
Right.
And so it's a very self-serving exercise for a woman who is looking back 36 years or more. By the way, she cannot say what year this purported event took place. She cannot say what month. She cannot say in what building it took place. In other words, and then she turns and screams, but I want the FBI to investigate it. To investigate what? There are no particulars.
This is a sign. These are signs of a mentally unbalanced person. In fact, the fact that she says she can't fly, but she went to a number of conferences over the last few years. When did all of a sudden she arose such a panic situation that she couldn't fly when she went to conferences all over the country? This
well,
is bizarre, isn't it?
Situation when the endeavor of her lawyer, who herself is a radical leftist, when her lawyer decided they needed to stall, they needed to kill as much time as possible. And by the way, the significance of that, as I point out, Tucker Carlson only last Friday pointed out that according to the arcane rules of the Senate, it may be possible, if they delay this till Thursday, as they agreed to do, for the clock to run out. They could not then take a vote for another 7 days.
Right.
And if they cannot take a vote for 7 days, then the confirmation process is over. Remember, too, that this woman supposedly wrote a letter to her Democrat congresswoman, which was handed to Dianne Feinstein 6 weeks ago. What is the significance of that? All during the confirmation hearings, all during the time that Dianne Feinstein sat down in private and conversed with Judge Kavanaugh, this was never brought up. And yet this is so vital, so important, that we now have to stop everything after it appeared that Kavanaugh was only hours away from being confirmed by the committee.
Right.
Suddenly, this was brought up to halt the proceedings. Well, why wasn't it brought up before if it was so important? The answer is this is being used as a political tactic. And it's a very, very flimsy political tactic, as you can imagine. Recovered memories, scientists have found, are almost always inaccurate memories.
Exactly. Now, if it was immediate, and it was a forensic kit from the hospital, and there was penetration, and you had sperm, you could do genetics, you got a closed case. But you don't have any of these elements, and therefore, there's no case at all. In fact, I'm sure if she filed it locally in the jurisdiction of the so-called building, if she even knew the building in the year, and had corroborating evidence in people, I'm certain that there was no. The local authorities in the state where it happened wouldn't even pursue it today because there's no statute of limitation if there, quote, is penetration, but there's no indication that ever happened. So what we have is a situation where, and I want to get down to the facts here. What I see happening is the Democrats and the pro-abortionists want this sacrament of abortion. I have no problem at all with women controlling their pregnancies. They want to put a valve in, they can do it. It's better than taking pills, because if you take the birth control pill, they've known for 45 years of grade 16 hydroxyestrogen adducts by taking horsemary urine and giving it to humans. And that creates cancer. The fact is that the reason why the left wants abortion is because eventually they want to evolve beyond abortion to control all reproduction. down the road tied to carbon credits and the Paris Accord is total control of human reproduction. So wild reproduction by women or men, or even genetically engineered reproduction, will be against the law unless the state sanctions it and the error in credit points to indicate it can happen. People don't know this is where it's going. A lot of women are pro-abortion and have had previous abortions don't understand that eventually it'll be against the law for a woman to have a intrauterine pregnancy. They'll have to have a genetically engineered pregnancy to make sure they eliminate specific birth defects and even genes that may cause them to fight against the state. We have, you know, genes like the God genes and so on. So you can actually eliminate a specific fetus that may have genes that would say at some future date they may actually try to fight against the state. We can eliminate those genetics too. So
you can eliminate a future George Washington, a future Thomas Jefferson, or a future Jews if Adolf Hitler were in charge.
Because exactly.
Only the government would control the antidote to this. And this was advocated openly by John Holder, the chief science advisor to Barack Obama.
Yeah. That's why people don't understand that abortion is just an evolution toward total control of reproduction. Period.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
There's some immediate consequences to this. It's my feeling now that Avenatti's pulling back his so-called gang rape victim, and that it's very likely that Blasey Ford is not going to show up. And the second one, Ramirez, there's some of these senators trying to call for her to somehow have testimony. Look, this game is a bit of a
walk. Ramirez, by the way, who, as a younger social justice warrior, was taking money from the George Soros operation.
Right, and well, I'm sure this is the other thing. If there's a countersuit against Blasey Ford, I guarantee you they're going to ask for bank records and transfers and GoMe funds and how much money came from Soros or other foundations. It's going to get very ugly indeed. And I don't think Blasey Ford, if she has any sense at all, should realize she's sticking her hand. It's almost like when I was a child, I'd read a book to my kids called The Briar Patch. Now, you know, if you get into the briar patch, you're not going to get out very easily. And she's getting herself into the briar patch. This is going to get very legally sticky if she decides to make statements that can later be called up, especially when it's before the Senate committee, and used in a lawsuit against her and against the comrades that actually support her. And I'm going to call them comrades because that's what they are. George Soros, communists, socialists, globalists, etc. And these millionaires and billionaires. Things are going to get really, really ugly here. And I think there's a lot more ammo that Trump has and the people behind him and the people behind Kavanaugh. Now, what I'm concerned about with Kavanaugh has nothing to do with sex. What I'm concerned about is that the entire nation, even after the Ed Asner movie that came out September 1st, doesn't want to face up to the self-inflicted crimes by Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City, and 9/11. The self-inflicted crime of an illegal war to Iraq that killed millions of Iraqis, the self-inflicted crime of illegal wars all over the place for half a century plus since the Second World War, that America has perpetrated for corporate greed of major oil companies, etc., and the fact that 9/11 was an inside job. And anybody who thinks that a man in renal failure with the name Tim Osman, a.k.a. his CIA name, in renal failure, above normal height, dying of renal failure in a cave in Afghanistan on dialysis. And by the way, there's a report from a French newspaper that a few months prior to 9/11, he was actually on dialysis in Qatar in one of our hospitals there, and they cleared the entire floor to bring in Osama bin Laden. Osama was the actual primary engineer on the largest outside the United States military base 100 miles from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, that cost $50 billion. He was a primary engineer. People need to know who the hell this guy is, and the fact that our government is devilishly evil. That's why we have John McInsane doing selfie photos in 2009 with ISIS, as we gave him sat phones, weapons, and intel information and cover to continue to cause trouble. When these cities are falling, like Raqqa and other cities in near Syria, we actually flew out to the dismay of our own troops, senior Iraqi leaders of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, that we wanted to protect and make sure they didn't die in the firestorms that we're going to pursue. So people need to understand, when my concern about Kavanaugh has everything to do with 9/11, the illegal Iraq and Afghanistan wars, and the issues around the death of Vince Foster. I call the Foster side. I invented the term years ago, of the fact that senior legal people like this guy knows damn well that 9/11 was an inside job. And if we don't face this music, the 3,000 Americans died and another 75,000 have died since from toxic exposure, and a third of a million are dying, but will eventually have negative effects on their health from the toxic waste across the river there and across New Jersey. The fact is, 9/11 was an inside job. And this guy, Kavanaugh, as squeaky clean as he is a constitutional attorney, and it's completely unlikely that he was involved with any kind of sex. In fact, he probably was, I really believe the story that he didn't have sex until his mid-20s. The fact is, he, like most of the people on the left and on the right, including Fox News and Tucker Carlson, wasn't going to believe in conspiracy theories, or Hannity, or Laura Ingraham. None of these characters want to ask the tough questions about the nuclear waste of the World Trade Center, about the explosion of the Oklahoma City Murrah building, or listen to people like me who had death threats for knowing the truth, including people like Cody Snodgrass, CIA munitions expert, was given a duffel bag with $500,000 to blow up the Oklahoma City Murrah building and refused, and they tried to kill him twice. Once back in December 2017 when he went on the John B. Wells show, and once just a month ago after being on my show. So I'm sick and tired of these people, including Kavanaugh, who may be squeaky clean sex-wise, but like all of the insiders, like Begin, which is also appointed by Trump, which is also part of the inside cabal, and John Lightning Bolt, and even his UN representative, Haley, these people are all globalists. And so the Global New World Order is moving forward under Trump with a different brand, but in fact it's still moving forward, isn't it?
Even though, as I point out in my column, and my column, of course, doesn't go as far as you do, it stays in the world of sex and so on. But California Governor Jerry Brown said only days ago that President Trump will undermine, quote, the world order if we don't get rid of him, close quote.
This is all just part of the dialectic. Look, they got us caught in the left-right dialectic. The people on the left that want to be like Mad Maxine Waters and attack people in the restaurants like Senator Cruz recently, or the people on the right that support without reserve the actions of Donald Trump, don't understand that neither the left nor the right are really differing, and their eventual goal is to bring us under a matrix of a new world order, and we're going to get just a Trump version of the new world order at the rate things are going. And Kavanaugh and Haley and even this appointee to the FBI believes in metadata, doesn't violate the Fourth Amendment of rights to privacy. The fact is, we have a Trump version of the New World Order coming on, including the setting up of the Jewish sacrifice in the temple, which is an abomination against the one who paid the price for our blood, for our sins, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father in the flesh, and is an abomination, therefore, and is the desolation because it gives territory given by Abraham and the ancient Hebrews to our enemy, which is Islam. And the fact is, we're at that point now where Trump literally is the final architect, no different than King Herod Agrippa, at literally handing us over to the Roman authorities of the New World Order. That's where we're going, and people don't see it, do they?
No, but I will deal with a much more mundane point of view, and that is follow the money on some of these things.
Of course.
People realize that on that GoFundMe page you mentioned that I talk about in my column, as of last Friday, after only 3 days, Ms. Ford had acquired $209,987 in donations, or about $70,000 a day.
Wow.
And you wonder why she wants to drag things out. Meanwhile, we see these accusations coming from nowhere. Where are they really coming from? Well, Porn King Larry Flint offered $10 million to anyone who helps impeach Donald Trump. If I may paraphrase James Carville from the old Bill Clinton days, if you drag not a $100 bill, but $10 million through a trailer park, who knows what you'll catch?
Yeah, but I think we need to have a revision of our laws. This, to me, is a coup. And anybody who is promoting a coup like this guy, Larry Flynt, should go to jail for it. Anybody that's doing a proxy of deheading the president in the park in Central Park should go to jail for it. Anybody who says, I want to blow up the White House, actress who wants to say this last year after the election of Donald Trump, they should go to jail. Any media that promotes lies that they know are functional lies, that are actually promoting a division of the country and trying to promote a coup, should go to jail and should be delicensed. But we don't see action on that part, and that's what disturbs me about Trump. Why don't you do this? Don't worry about the optics. Start doing something. Then I'll start believing you're not just Donald Trump, a baby Christian, like, you know, it says in Focus on the Family and these other people. Guess what? You can stop being a high-level Royal Arch Scottish Rite Mason and your right-sided version of the New World Order. You can start firing these people, like John Lightning Bolt, Begin, and not approving necessarily Kavanaugh as your counsel.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
By the way, I want people to understand, I'm putting up a bunch of videos on pretty well all the health conditions I have, including I put up ones on Lyme disease, cancer, Huntington's, chorea, all kinds of things. And, I'm one of the prescient doctors on the planet in terms of functional application of medicine to every specialty, not just some. And people need to understand this. When I talk about a topic, it's not that I think I know everything, but I know a lot. And I'm willing to ask questions that make me feel really stupid, because that's how you acquire knowledge to actually know what the hell's going on. That's why I have brilliant people like yourself on, Lowell, which I think we should form what's called the Samuel Council, because I can tell you right now, as brilliant as Donald Trump is and as gutsy as he is, he needs to, number one, become a real live Christian boy, not Trump Pinocchio, I call him. Number two, he needs a council of people around him that are not tied to the New World Order, like Haley and Begin. And Kavanaugh, who's a yes man, this guy is not, no sign of whatsoever this is a sexual predator, but he's a yes man. And that scares me more than the sexual predator issue. That's bad enough, because most of these top-level corporate heads and politicians and so on are perverts and sexual predators. That's why they have a special fund to actually use taxpayer money to pay off all the people who've abused in both the Congress and Senate. People don't know this, do they?
It is amazing that Congress created that for itself, and now, of course, they won't release the details of who's been paid off for what.
Right, so it's a behavior pattern. And the reason is, if you go, whether it's Republican or Democrat, they're very often bisexual or sexual predators who go to strange ceremonies that look like ancient ceremonies to Bacchus, the ancient Roman god of drink and partying and lascivious sex with anybody other than your spouse. And people think, oh, you're kidding. I said, no. I mean, it's like going to Eyes Wide Shut movie, you know, only in live set right there in the politicians' buildings in both the left and the right. And then, to be honest with you, they have a different, what we call external agenda, but internally, they have the same agenda, which is Luciferic dialectics of opposition and control, aren't they?
Well, I remember when Barney Frank was first captured running a call boy operation, a homosexual prostitution operation, out of his own apartment. And they were, very huffy, and we're going to fire you from Congress, and that'll be the end of you. And Barney Frank said, well, you could do that if you wish, but then I will have to turn over to the press my little black book showing all the Republicans and Democrats who were customers of my homosexual callboy operation. And suddenly, all the talk about eliminating Barney Frank was forgotten. Let us give you a very light tap on your little lip.
It's like the Catholic Church and their so-called dance was trying to get rid of pedophilia and altered boys. You know what they call them, altered boys? I've kind of changed to altered boys. And I was an altered boy. I had a 6'6" monster come back from a foreign mission in Africa, and he tried to assault me in the investment room when I was an altar boy, high altar boy, serving mass 6 days a week at 14. I punched the bugger in the stomach and ran like hell, never went back to church. My father was so angry with me, he beat me until I was knocked unconscious. Because how dare I say that the priest would do that to somebody? But guess what I said to my dad? I said, don't go to sleep at night if you think you're going to do that again, buddy. You need to realize I'm telling you the truth, and you need to face it. That's the kind of person I am. That's why I'm still alive, damn it. Despite the fact that I got death threats at my old job at CECOM, people think it's a big joke. It's not a joke. That's why when I see Kavanaugh, I'm not worried about a sexual thing. This guy, if anything, my wife says, looks more like a very lame person with low sexual drive, didn't get even sex until his mid or late 20s, probably had only a handful of sexual contacts at all before his wife, and is absolutely not a candidate for sex. But the worst thing about this man is he's a deep state left, deep state right-sided yes man for the deep state globalists that are moving us forward toward a Donald Trump version of the New World Order. That's what's going on here, isn't it?
Oh, and he was very much a creature of the bushes.
Right. That's why
he's not a hard right conservative, as he's free to be.
No, but he's willing to do. And the man is brilliant. When you actually saw the comments between the senators trying to confound Kavanaugh, Kavanaugh is not a low IQ man. This guy's got an IQ in the high, like 180s or something. And he's extremely, we call, efficient. In other words, he's not going to waste his energy doing stupid things. When he was an athlete doing basketball, I'm certain he was either home or studying or whatever. This is not a person. To call him a sexual predator is the most asinine thing you can imagine, because if you see him beside his wife, and now they want to attack and threaten his wife. But that's not the real issue here. The real issue is the entire government, both on the left and right, are rife with not only sexual perverts, and this guy isn't one, but yes men. Yes, men, that'll say, whether you're staging a war in Afghanistan and going to kill thousands of American troops and spend trillions of dollars. In fact, most people don't realize, why is the debt so damn high? It's so damn high because we had an illegal war in Afghanistan and Iraq. That's why our debt's so high, isn't it?
Oh, I dare say. By the way, if we want to go back and look for a moment at Blasey Ford, since that's what we're going to be dealing with tomorrow,
right.
A couple of quick notes. Miss Ford and her lawyer were demanding that they have almost total control over what happens before Congress. They wanted to determine there would only be one camera. They wanted to determine that only Republican members of the committee be allowed to ask questions, meaning old white men versus Blasey Ford, so they could draw that polarization.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
That way. She wanted to dictate exactly which media outlets would allow to be present to do reporting, and of course she wanted left-wing media outlets.
Oh, yeah, really.
By the way, her Kavanaugh's lawyer has pointed out Blasey Ford was supposed to be turning over information. Well, what she hasn't turned over are any notes from her therapist who suddenly helped her recover her memory of Kavanaugh.
But she's also not turning over her documents of 8 papers she wrote for Corcept, the drug company that makes the abortion pill Mifepristone, or all of the other leftist things like wearing a pussy hat. Or
you're talking about an abortion patient.
Mifepristone, the abortion pill. She wrote 8 papers as a statistician for the abortifacient company Corcept. This is a very nasty person. Now, these women, by the way, are short-sighted. And before I did my talk in 1993 before the Royal Commission on New Reproductive Technology, I said the next group of people talking are women supporting abortion rights. This is the Canadian Royal Commission back in 1993. And I said, I did 2 papers, one on fetal tissue transplantation. I had gone to Switzerland, done research all over the world on it before I presented my paper. And one on sex-selected abortion. I said, 93% of abortions are female. These women don't understand. The eventual plan of globalists is not just to promote abortion, it's to control reproduction so women become biologically irrelevant at some future date. And it was very embarrassing. They were trying to explain their answers because people in the panel wanted to ask some questions following my statements. And they didn't have answers. They don't have answers. And they try to say it's not murder. Of course it's murder. It's a genetically distinct human. That's why 78% of women who are selected to have an abortion in Oklahoma are required to see an ultrasound. Don't proceed with the abortion because they know the baby's playing with his toes and sucking his thumb. Okay? So it's not open to anybody's damned opinion. Anybody who says it's not murder, I said ask a conciliary if it's murder when you put a bullet in somebody's head or heart. Okay? It's BS for people to say it's not murder. They're idiots. They're liars.
Oh, I
and
remember
the fact
when...
is,
go ahead.
Yeah. These women, by the way, people have to understand, the end of all of this is the end of women. That's why when you see cyber brothels and they have a big legal battle in Houston, women will become biologically irrelevant and there'll only be one sex, just like drones in a hive, and 40 or 50 or whatever, 70 different genders, whatever they please, including having trans genes inserted in them from animals. God knows what kind of creatures will exist in the future that will be so-called pseudo-human, like Zootopia, only a sexual version of it. It'll be obscene beyond belief.
But it will not be able to reproduce without government permission.
And it has to submit your gametes. You can get a punch biopsy of your forearm as a man today and make ovum sperm out of your forearm as a male today. Not in 2050, not in 2030, today. Today you can do that.
One other thing that Blasey Ford did not turn over for investigation were the results of her lie detector test. Now, you and I know that in 5 minutes, you or I can train somebody how to beat a lie detector test.
Exactly. It's easy.
See, I mean, all you really need to do is play with the baseline. Because
right.
there has to be a baseline they can use to determine what is true. So they ask you, what is your name? Is this your address? And so on. And your answer to that is presumed to be accurate. All you need do is tense up parts of your body, like the sphincters in your body, when you're answering those questions, and suddenly you've created a false baseline.
Or think of something so terrifying, you don't have a baseline. The baseline is always lies.
Yeah,
right?
But in any event, they can no longer tell whether you're truthful.
So
I'm not sure they can get Deus Ex Machina or Veritas Ex Machina anyway. They can't
exactly.
Get a machine.
Exactly. So, I don't think she's even going to show tomorrow. I don't think it's going to happen.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back, and Lowell, I raise issues that make people squirm. I like, releasing the truth. And some people might even call it comedy, because you can laugh and cry at the same time about stuff that we've exposed. There's absolutely no indication this man is involved with a sexual perversion, but the perverted thing that I'm concerned about is that all the yes men and yes women inside the government, both on the left and the right, that are proceeding with America gaining more and more cybernetic and artificial intelligence power. I mean, people worry about the first company, whether Elon Musk or others, who's going to firstly foist the world with artificial intelligence. Let me tell you, people, we're decades, if not centuries, ahead of anybody else, and it's going to come from America. And if it doesn't come from the Hilda Beast and her husband, Bill Clinton, who's running the Special Activities Division of the CIA, it's going to come from Donald Trump or his ilk after even he's gone. And people need to understand that the cabal of people he's got surrounded around him, which is literally right out of transplant, right out of George Bush's government, and connected to Bill Clinton himself, is the newer voters still moving forward, even under Trump. And people don't get that, do they? And that's why I think the Brett Kavanaugh thing, this is...
Yeah, Bill Clinton called his regime the New Covenant, and at the head of the New Covenant, it was Hillary who ran the coven.
Right. Now, people have to understand...
Hillary Clinton... Broomstick won.
Broomstick won, yeah. That's why she could save money on Air Force One. The fact is that Hillary Clinton is the highest-level female warlock. Her family, the Rodhams, have been witches and warlocks for centuries. And people say, oh, Dr. Deagle, you can't say that. I said, look, I can say stuff. If I tell you to do a total data dump of everything I know, if you were not a saved person, the rational thing to do would be to commit suicide. If you didn't believe in the Most High God and Jesus' sacrifice for us and trying to get right with the Creator God, guess what? The rational thing to do, let's just end it all. Okay? The fact is, the dark side on the left and the right are manipulating us, and we're seeing prestidigitation. Even all the sexual stuff about Kavanaugh is there. Talk about all the sexual stuff. He'll probably get confirmed, and they'll probably try to remonstrate after he's even confirmed against, if he ever rules against Roe versus Wade or sacrament, these SOB people. But people don't understand where things are moving. It's not that. It's ultimately a total surveillance state where everything you do and say, even everything you think about in the future when they can hack into your consciousness, will be under the surveillance of the super state, including down the road, even after Trump 20 years from now, control of human reproduction. If they ever get the carbon credits garbage that's just going on, the Paris Accord and so on in place, you will not be able to see your grandchildren reproduce without control by the state. It will not occur. People don't know that. We're not talking about disarming the public. We're calling dis-sexing the public. So you children can even change their sex, and the parent won't be able to stop them. That's already going on in California, isn't it?
Right. And, in fact, it's being taught in the public schools. And, as I said, Barack Obama's chief science advisor, John Holdren, openly advocated that.
Right. And people don't get this. They think, you're just making it up. I said, you know, you need to learn a skill I learned when I was three before I even went to school. It's called reading. Reading. And don't spin on the messenger, because you figure, if I kill the messenger, Deagle, if I can shut him up, because he's a torturous, painful, sorry human being, because he's going to tell me the truth. You need to shut up and listen here, people. You need to realize, I'm not going to have an unending time left on this planet. But the days, weeks, and months of years, and I was watching Tim Pugh on the show this morning on Fox, seize the day. Seize the day and be a godly person, be an honest person, be a truthful person. Seize your dream and just produce it. Even if you don't win, at least you engaged. But don't try to pretend that, you know, you have to reach a goal down the road 5 or 10 years. Today is the day you need it. It says, this is the day. That's the title of his book. And when I tell people, this is the day you need to get real here, Judge Kavanaugh, this is the day you need to get real about the fact you covered up George Bush's, he's reading a pet goat book upside down in a school in South Florida when they did the World Trade Center explosion, which is a controlled demolition and killed 3,000 Americans. And many more thousands died. I'm taking care of them right now. I'm sick and tired of people trying to pretend you're a good Christian, you're a nice person, whatever, if you stay silent. No, you're not. Christianity and being a believer is a verb. I served the Most High God. When I died, I met Yeshua Jesus, who's the Father in the flesh. I met the God in the flesh saying, you know what, Deagle? Where am I? He said, you're at the gates of heaven or paradise. Where is that? He said, show me. He said, if you go, the silver cord will break and you won't be able to go back. I said, well, show me. So he did. But I can tell you right now, you need today be a person of truth and a person of action. And don't fear for tomorrow. In fact, you're more likely to survive if you actually engage against evil than if you pretend it doesn't exist. And that includes in Brett Kavanaugh being a silent guy. He's not a sexual predator, but I can tell you one thing. He's a yes man. That scares me more. What do you think?
Yeah, well, as Jesus said, you can't serve two masters.
Right.
And therefore, you may as well align yourself with truth, because that's the one thing that lasts. That's the one thing that gives you...
Well, that's why Jesus' other name is called the Logos, or the Truth. His name, Yeshua, before the foundation of the universe, is the Logos, or the Truth.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't align yourself with the truth, you separate yourself from God. God doesn't condemn you to hell. You decide to condemn yourself by being no longer connected to the source, or it's like a toaster unplugged. You never can cook toast again. You don't get to live. You don't get to exist. Hell is not being thrown into a fiery pit. Hell is a separation from your Creator. And the reason why Yeshua came is to give a pathway of grace for us, so that he would bring grace so we could have a time when we could have a relationship with God despite their fallen state. Just like Tim Tebow says, you know, and the guy on Guardians of the Galaxy, and he said, I'm trying to remember his name now, another great Christian young man, and he basically said, you know, don't tell your kids that they're perfect or they're great. They're not. We're all sinners. We're all defective. But that's how we need grace in order to move forward. We're going to screw up.
Yeah, one minor quibble, of course. You're living in a furnace right now that's burning at 98.6 degrees, if you're normal. I mean, you are in something that is combusting, even as you live in it, your body. So, understand, there is a kind of fiery pit, if you want to view it that way. By the way, Craig Smith and I wrote a good about such things in our latest book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. Terrific read with the holiday season. You can get a copy of this from us and from Dr. Bill's listenership. Absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost you a penny. Just call 1-800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492.
Now, I want to close with one very important comment. We're dying of various forms of cancer. Cancer geopolitically, where the geopolitical forces like Obama on one side and Trump on the other are further polarizing society. We're dying of toxic cancer from radioisotopes from Fukushima Daiichi. Scalar radiation, I call it. That's why I mentioned about the combination of, say, aspartame put forward by Donald Rumsfeld, we call Rumsfeld's disease, combined with cell phones. That's why John McInsane died of glioblastoma, and so did Biden's son and the Kennedy. They all died of glioblastoma. That's why I call glioblastoma Awareness Month. But we're dying of spiritual cancer. We've got apostasy in the church. We've got apostasy in our government. Even Trump, who claims to be a Christian, says he's going to build a Jewish sacrifice, which is the abomination that desolates. He's promised 2 years ago when he was elected, he's going to build a temple like Herod, King Herod Agrippa. That's why the temple that Jesus said would be torn down, one stone upon another would not be found, is the temple of Herod. Our modern Herod is Donald Trump. People don't get that, do they?
No, they don't.
And he has a chance to turn. He had a chance to turn and follow John the Baptist, but he let his brother's wife convinced when he's in a lascivious, inebriated state to give the head of John the Baptist as a sacrifice at the end of the dinner. And that's what we're facing right now. Donald Trump is literally sacrificing. And by the way, the state of Israel is not run by Netanyahu. It's run by the SAD, Special Activities Division of the CIA. Same as Saudi Arabia. So that when they threatened Prince Alawid bin Talal, they threatened him so the intel agencies could cut off Alex Jones and other people like me. My Twitter and Facebook accounts are cut to pieces by these idiots. I was threatened last year when I did text. I was putting up a Christian author, and we put a name to it. Was called Mountain of Muhammad. I can't do simulcast to YouTube. I can still post to YouTube, but I can't do simulcast since. And there's no way I can get it fixed again. Okay? So we are being basically shadow banned and cut off because the left and the globalists don't want people to ask questions or raise issues, not about sex, but whether or not Brent Kavanaugh knows about 9/11 is an inside job. Or whether he knows whether there was...
While they cut you off, they don't cut off Antifa, and they don't cut off the work they're doing for communist China to help...
Right, and by the way, you don't see Tucker Carlson or Brent or Hannity or anybody saying, I've heard your show, Deagle. I've been on 13 and a half years in Genesis. I've heard your show, Deagle. You sound like you might have evidence or even documents to prove that these things are not conspiracy theories but conspiracy facts. None of them are ever going to call me. And that includes, by the way, many of the other hosts even on this network. They're terrified of Deagle, justifiably. Okay?
Well, they're just a great source of enlightenment.
Well, let's put it this way. They're going to hear me now or they're going to hear me later at the judgment seat of God. But one way or the other, they're going to hear me. So I stand beside Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father in flesh, Emmanuel, Jesus, and the Most High God himself. And I'm going to tell you, if you don't think judgment's coming on America, whether it's left or right, Hail the Beast or Donald Trump, Apollo is all over his apartment, you're not paying attention.
Aging is one.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAMA4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals initial testing and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.